For public educators, there is no bigger issue than the National Education Reform Law known as No Child Left Behind. School systems have to meet its standards if they want to receive funding from the federal government. But there are 58 federally funded schools in the United States that don't have to comply with No Child Left Behind, and that's led to a debate over whether they should. NPR's Nancy Marshall explains.
Now let's take our sedimentary rock.
In Cheryl Duff's earth science class at the middle school on the Marine base at Quantico, Virginia, it's time for a lesson on how rocks form.
How would a metamorphic rock become a sedimentary rock then?
Earth science is a pretty typical class for ninth graders. These kids also take algebra and language arts and, of course, gym. But one thing they don't take is Virginia's achievement tests. That's because Quantico's schools and those on 13 other domestic military bases are exempt from No Child Left Behind. The law only applies to schools that are funded by the Department of Education, and schools on military bases are funded by the Defense Department. That may seem like a small point, but critics, such as National School Boards Association lobbyist Reggie Felton, say it's unfair.
Well, in our view, we think it sets up a dual system. When No Child Left Behind was passed, they were concerned that all students receiving federal funds would be held accountable. Certainly, Department of Defense schools are federally funded programs and therefore should be as accountable as other public schools in the nation.
Doug Kelsey, the deputy director of the Pentagon's domestic schools, says their exemption from No Child Left Behind doesn't mean their standards are lower or that they're not accountable. He says students have to take standardized reading and math tests and meet certain goals. The Pentagon wants all of its students reading at grade level by the third grade. High schoolers have to take year-end exams in core subjects such as algebra and U.S. history. In fact, Kelsey says the military is in the process of implementing its own education reform program.
We are very supportive of No Child Left Behind, and if you look what we're doing, it probably parallels it in almost every area. I mean, we are really implementing internal programs to do everything that is being mandated by the No Child Left Behind.
And Kelsey says base schools have been very successful at educating a diverse student population. 57% of the children at military schools are minorities. In 2002, the Pentagon School's eighth graders ranked second nationwide on the National Assessment of Educational Progress reading tests. Fourth graders came in fourth. Still, the DOD schools won't face the same penalties as public schools if their students don't continue to do well. But teachers at Quantico say they don't need that kind of incentive.
We've never left children behind. We've always gone out and tried to grab everyone.
Jim Pearson teaches education technology at the Quantico Middle School. He says students are held to high standards, and those who fall behind get extra help.
In high school and middle school, the two subject areas that students have the hardest with is math and language arts. I mean, they get bombarded with math and language arts, sometimes in double blocks of study. There's no cracks to fall through. If they want to fall through, they got to get an axe and start making a hole.
4 days a week, Pearson and other Quantico teachers stay after school to assist struggling students. But base schools serve only a small number of the children of military personnel, and most kids will eventually transfer to regular public schools. So some parents say they want the Pentagon schools to adhere to the No Child Left Behind law. Mary Keller is executive director of the Military Child Education Coalition, which helps parents and children adjust to new schools. Keller says military families need uniform standards for measuring their children's progress.
Military children come from highly mobile families. The problem is, as they move from place to place, there are many different standards. What No Child Left Behind provides is a common template or a common understanding.
Before long, that template may apply anyway. The Pentagon is studying whether to turn over control of its domestic schools to local school boards. If that happens, the base schools, like any other public school, would have to comply with No Child Left Behind. Nancy Marshall, NPR News.